This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new set of rules from the Federal Trade Commission went into effect this week to stop fraudsters from impersonating businesses or government agencies. For instance, when the creep calls saying it's the bank, but it's not. There are also new tools to help the FTC get defrauded people money back. These impersonation scams are on the rise, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Last year, in 2023, consumers lost more than $1.1 billion to impersonation scams, according to the FTC.
That's more than three times what consumers reported in 2020.
Christopher Brown is an attorney at the FTC.
The financial injury is quite breathtaking.
Increasingly, this is happening via email and text, though calls are still common. Teresa Murray at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says scammers may say things like,
"Your bank account has been hacked and you need to click this link to stop it," or "Amazon security and your account has been breached."
Often, she says, they have a lot of your personal information already, thanks to big data breaches.
If somebody calls you up and they sound very businesslike, very professional, they know your name, they know your address, the easier it is to convince you that they are who they say they are.
Murray's best advice, never answer unexpected calls, texts, or emails, and never click the link. In most cases, she says, people who lose money through these scams don't get it back. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.